Welcome to Mathematics Podcast AS03, focusing on quadratics. Question 1, Part A, is asking us to put the expression x squared minus 4x plus 18 in the form x minus p all squared plus q. This question is asking us to put the expression to completed square form. To do this, we first need to look at the parts of the expression that contain x. In our case, x squared minus 4x. You need to halve the number that appears in front of the x. So we are having negative 4, and place this in a bracket with x and square the whole thing. So we should have x minus 2 all squared. We now need to multiply out the brackets and compare to the original expression. Multiplying out x minus 2 all squared gives us x squared minus 4x plus 4. The original expression was x squared minus 4x plus 18. This means that we need to add 14 to x minus 2 all squared in order to get the same as our original expression. The final answer is x minus 2 all squared plus 14. In question 1b part 1, we can use our completed square form to write down the coordinates of the minimum point of the curve. The x coordinate is found by reversing the sign of the number inside the bracket. The y coordinate is the number on its own outside of the bracket. So our answer is 2, 14. Part 2 is asking us to sketch the graph. Examiners do not want an exact scale drawing, but just want to know that you can identify important points. Draw a pair of axes. We know the minimum point is 2, 14, so we know that it will not cross the x-axis. To work out where the graph crosses the y-axis, substitute x equals 0 into either expression. This gives a value of 18. Drawing a parabola and labelling these two points is sufficient for this question. Part 3 asks us to write down the equation of the line of symmetry. These are always vertical, so will be of the form x equals something. Our minimum point is at 2, 14, so the line of symmetry must be x equals 2. Question 2, Part A, is asking us to simplify an expression. It is probably best to deal with each bit separately. First, multiply out k minus 6 all squared to give k squared minus 12k plus 36. Then multiply together k plus 1 and k plus 2 to give k squared plus 3k plus 2. This bit then needs to be multiplied by negative 4, so we get minus 4k squared minus 12k minus 2. Now we can simplify everything, which gives us 28 minus 24k minus 3k squared. Question B, Part 1, is asking us to use a discriminant to show that the equation has equal roots. If there are equal roots, then the discriminant will equal 0. The discriminant is b squared minus 4ac, and the values a, b and c are taken from the quadratic equation. A is the coefficient of x squared, b is the coefficient of x, and c is a bit on its own. In our case, a equals k plus 1, b equals k minus 6, and c equals k plus 2. So b squared minus 4ac equals k plus 1 all squared minus 4 times k plus 1 times k plus 2, which is actually what we simplified in part A. So we can write 28 minus 24k minus 3k squared equals 0. We now need to factorise this. Our brackets must start with negative 3k and k, as this is the only way to make 3k squared when multiplied together. We also need to make 28, which can be done either by multiplying 4 and 7 or negative 4 and negative 7. We're going to use 4 and 7 in this case, and when placed in brackets, we have k plus 4 and minus 3k plus 7. To make it look neater, we can rewrite the second bracket as 7 minus 3k. Part 2 is asking us to use this factorised form to work out the values of k. This is done by taking each bracket in turn and finding the value of k that will make that bracket equal to 0. For the first bracket, we need k equal to negative 4, and for the second bracket, k is equal to 7/3. Question 3, Part A, gives us the equations of a parabola and a line and asks us to think about the points where they intersect. If they do cross, then the coordinates of the point of intersection will satisfy both equations. So we can write that 3x take away 5 equals 2x squared minus 10x plus 10. Simplifying this equation gives us 2x squared minus 13x plus 15 equals 0. We then need to factorise this equation. The two brackets must start with 2x and x, as this is the only way to make 2x squared. To make positive 15, we can use negative 5 and negative 3, or 5 and 3. In this case, we need to use negative 5 and negative 3, as the middle term in our equation is negative 13x. The final answer is 2x minus 3 times x minus 5, as required. Part B asks us to find the coordinates of the points of intersection. From the factorised form above, we can see that the two x coordinates are x equals 3 halves and x equals 5. To get all of the marks, we need the corresponding y coordinates as well. We find these by substituting our values for x into one of the original equations. It will be easier for us to use y equals 3x minus 5. So when x equals 5, y equals 10, and when x equals 3 over 2, y equals negative 1/2. So our coordinates are 5, 10, and 3 over 2 minus 1/2. The final part of the question asks us to solve an inequality. We've already solved the equation, so we just need to adapt our previous answers to x is less than or equal to 3 halves and x is greater than or equal to 5. Question 4 gives us a quadratic equation with k's in and its solution. The solution suggests that the quadratic formula has been used. In our equation, a equals k, b equals 2k and c equals 1. Substituting these into the quadratic formula, we have negative 2k plus or minus the square root of negative 2k squared minus 4 times k times 1 all over 2k. Now we need to tidy this up a bit. Negative 2k plus or minus the square root of 4k squared minus 4k all over 2k. And again, minus 2k plus or minus the square root of 4 brackets k squared minus k all over 2k. From your work on sides, we should now have the following. Minus 2k plus or minus 2 times the square root of k squared minus k all over 2k. If we now divide by 2, we end up with negative k plus or minus the square root of k squared minus k all over k. We just simplify this a little bit further. We end up with negative 1 plus or minus the square root of k squared minus k over k. Now comparing this to what was in the question, minus 1 plus or minus square root of 6 over 3, tells us that k must equal 3.